Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
What's good, everybody? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. For those of you who are new here, allow us to introduce ourselves. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz, and on this podcast, we talk about true crime, ghost stories, and basically anything scary you can think about. We're going to talk about it. So if any of that interests you, make sure to add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday for a brand new episode.
Yes, guys, and we also reviewed the latest scary movies, and if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, feel free to send in your requests on any of our social media pages at Scaredy Cats, and that's Scaredy Cats with the cake.
Yeah, guys, and this episode is going to be a little bit of a different one. Usually on our other ones, you know, we're storytelling and, you know, talking about a certain topic. But on this one, it's going to be a little bit of everything. It's kind of going to be kind of like a story time for you guys to get to know us more. We're going to be talking about what inspired us to start creating Q&A, personal scary stories, phobias, and lots more. And, you know, we're just going to start off right away, and we're going to talk about what inspired us to start creating.
I guess for, like, on the podcast side, like, personally, we just love and we really enjoy to talk about like stuff like this and topics, and just really what our podcast is about is really just our personality, like what we love to, you know, talk about. Yeah. And we like with us, we always do like a lot of what ifs, or we talk about scary stories or things that like creep us out, or like sometimes we'll just be sitting there watching scary movies. So it's kind of like this was just something that ended up happening, and we like planned it all out and stuff, and it happened within a month. Like we literally started this podcast in a month, but it was kind of easy because it was stuff we like to talk about. So like I guess like aside from why we started, if you guys want to start a podcast, make sure it's stuff that you guys enjoy talking about, because it definitely makes it easier to be like just to, you know, jump into it.
Honestly, it's been super fun. We've been doing this for almost, I would say, like half a year.
Yeah, so it's gonna be almost a year because we're super close to August.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, it's gonna be closing up to a year already doing podcasts. What the
that's
heck,
that's pretty crazy. It's mind-blowing.
I didn't even think about that.
We're not even kidding, guys. Like we started this stuff like within a month, and we just started doing episode after episode, and I think we've only taken a few breaks,
like one break
A couple for my birthday, and I think for like Christmas, maybe, I don't know, we took a couple breaks.
No, I think we still uploaded during Christmas.
Oh snap.
I think it was just for your birthday we took a break.
Yeah,
which is crazy, guys. But yeah, honestly, when it comes to like scary stories and just scary topics, most of the time off the mic we'll talk about conspiracy theories, and we'll just like talk about them all the time. And not only that, on YouTube, when we started making YouTube videos, most of our scary videos are the most watched on our channel.
Yeah,
once we started making more scary videos, and you know, we had an opportunity to come up where we could, you know, be managed by Latina podcasters to make a podcast. We didn't just want to do like Sway and Liz or, you know, something like that. We wanted to do something we could just sit down and talk about, and something that we could enjoy. And so that's where the Scaredy Cats podcast came in. And what's funny is that it wasn't going to be called Scaredy Cats podcast. We were all actually had the name, what was it, the unknown it was,
oh,
the unknown
gosh.
and it'd be like true stories or something like that.
We had a few names, guys, and honestly it went to the point where we went to a name generator on Google, and we're like, oh okay, this one kind of, or like Lights Out, I think, or Night Out, or some Night Owl, or I don't know,
it was Night Owl,
yeah, something like that.
And we're then
like,
it was the Two Scaredy Cats.
Yeah, the Two Scaredy Cats. And then we're like, no, like if we get called the Two Scaredy Cats when we have like, you know, listeners, we can't be like, okay guys, like
Three Scaredy Cats.
Yeah,
like it just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, and like it makes sense with the Scaredy Cats, because then we can call like, you know, everybody who's watching the Scaredy Cats crew, you know.
Yeah,
so it's just like it was really funny because it took us like a second to figure out a name, but it was really fun doing it.
so that's why we picked the Scaredy Cats, and we picked the topic true crime because, like we said, it's just something that we can talk about, something that our fans already liked on YouTube.
Yeah.
So we decided to bring more of a audio experience, you know. Yeah. And I really enjoy podcasting, you know. It was very difficult. Even to this day, I'm still trying to adjust, because we were doing YouTube for 2 years straight. 3 years. It's going to be 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I'm of a very visual person. So even right now talking, I do a lot of hand gestures because I've been so used to making YouTube videos that it was hard for me to transition to just talking to a mic.
It really was,
it's
guys.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah,
so.
Because like, I'm not even kidding. At the outro of our episodes, when we say peace, we're literally holding up the peace sign.
Yeah, like we do on our YouTube videos. And it's like, it's just something, it's not I force it to do it. It just happens
like,
and I don't even notice I do it. Yeah,
like it's... It's one of those things, but yeah. It was really hard to adjust in the beginning because, like, when we do YouTube, we have to plan it out and we kind of do, like, okay, like, this is what we're going to talk about. This is how it's going to go. And it's kind of easy because we're like, okay, like, we can do it right off the noggin because it's usually just like simple, you know, videos like doing TikToks or like taste testing and stuff. This is like actual us doing storytelling. So it does take a little bit more time than YouTube, but I really enjoy doing it because, like, we're literally looking more, diving into like the history of certain things or stories or like, things that I never even knew about. Like, my favorite episode on here has to be the Bloody Mary one. I never knew any of that crap about her. I was like, dang, I'm not going to say Bloody Mary because I feel disrespectful towards a girl.
Yeah. Honestly, it was just super fun starting this podcast. And like we said, when we had the opportunity, you know, come up with Latina Podcast or the Latina Network for them to manage us, you know.
It was a blessing,
Yeah, we sat down for like a month and we were just thinking about, you know, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to call it? And then how many times we're going to post and this and that. And when we first started, we started posting once, and then in the month of October is when we started posting twice a week.
So that was like what, 6 episodes a month almost?
Episodes a month. At first it was pretty easy, but then towards the end of the month is when, like, dang, because we had to like plan ahead like 2 weeks in advance. So we had to like write out the scripts and we had to make sure to have facts because we don't want to, you know, like
do mess things up,
like, you know, have like misinformation and people, you know, like calling us out. So we would, you know, write out the scripts, go over it once, twice, make sure everything was, you know, like top notch. We were able to, you know, keep up with 2 episodes every week during the month of October.
Yeah, we were pushing really hard that time though. Yeah.
And I think that's what like helped us grow too, because then at that same time we got pushed to the front page of Apple Music.
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? Apple Podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on the front page of like the scary section. I forgot. I have the picture of it, but yeah, we got put in the front page, like the home page of Apple Podcast, and that's when we started getting like lots of
like
listeners. It was crazy.
It was insane. And we're like, okay, like, you know, like this is really working out, because like when we started it, I'm like, personally I didn't really listen to a lot of podcasts. Same. Other than my dad's, like my dad and sister, they have Sip and Tea with Joey Marie. Mm-hmm. That was probably like the main one I always listened to. And then once we like had, like you said, had the opportunity with Latino Pods, I was like, okay, like it kind of really pushed us even more to have everything ready and set, you know. Yeah. So then once it got there, and then once I started to see like, wow, like, you know, people actually like our episodes. Yeah. And I was like, this is like pretty crazy, because like it was unexpected, but it's probably been like the most fun I've had since we started creating content.
Same here. You know, before we even started, we had like a few meetings, I think 2 meetings with Rita, the owner of Latina Network. And yeah, before any like the Scaredy Cats or any of that was created, we had 2 meetings with her, and she, you know, kept giving us that idea. You guys should start a podcast. Like, you guys do good on YouTube, and I like the way you guys, you know, talk in your videos. You guys should definitely start a podcast. And at first we were like, nah, you know, like we're really focused on growing YouTube and focused on growing TikTok, that we weren't really like, you know, in that headspace to wanting to dive into the podcast world. But once we did, it's super fun, and we're just, like you said, grateful of that opportunity. And you know, the amount of growth that we have seen from last August to this August is crazy.
Yeah,
the downloads are like insane. And guys, don't get me wrong, podcasting is hard.
Yeah, it's a tough gig.
Yeah, like it's easy to like, you know, write out all the scripts and stuff like that, but to like maintain it, you really have to like be consistent with it. You have to, you know, like a lot of people say, it's like taking care of a baby. Like, you have to like be there 24/7 and just put your whole attention into it if you actually want to grow it. Like, it takes a lot of work, and you know, we were willing to put in that work, and we still are. And you know, we soon want to like, we want to make it like the Scaredy Cats into a brand.
Yeah,
my dream for the podcast is to be like, you know, like have, you know, merch, even if it's like little stuff like scaredy cats animals, you know, like that would be cool.
It would be really, oh, that would be so cute. Yeah. Yeah,
like our logo, but like the cat like holding a little flashlight.
Honestly, I think that our scaredy cats, like the name fits perfect for merch because like it would be pretty cool, guys.
Yeah. I guess I would say like what inspired us to start podcasting would be, you know, our subscribers, our followers.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be answering a few questions from you guys. I did post on Instagram that we were going to do a Q&A. And a lot of you sent in some... Well, not a lot of you. I guess like a few of you sent some questions in. And one of the top questions was, are you guys ever going to do a visual?
Yeah. So like us doing a visual, like at the moment... I'm not even kidding, guys. Like, we're sitting on the ground in my room filming on, like, this little, like, stool right now. And that's literally, like, how we're doing our podcast. So, like, once we have an actual setup and stuff, like, we, of course, want to do that. It's just going to take us some time. But once we do the visual, I think it's going to be pretty awesome because we did kind of one somewhat of a visual on YouTube with the Natalie
that
Barnett.
That one did good.
Yeah, and that one did amazing. But we're really wanting to do a visual. It's just going to take us some time to do it. And I think once we do, it's going to look pretty awesome. And it'll be fun. But then, like, you guys will really see, like, how we, like, mentioned earlier, how we talk a lot with our hands.
Yeah.
And how we have to, yeah, like, do a lot, you know, like, there's a camera in front of us rather than a mic.
Yeah, that was one of your guys' most asked questions. Like, when are you guys going to come out with the visual? Are you guys going to ever do a visual? But, you know, like you said, once we do, you know, get a setup and get things rolling, we for sure will do a visual. But at the moment, it's a little hard for us to do a visual because we just don't have that setup for it, you know. Mm-hmm. So doing audio and just, you know, sitting down talking to a mic, that works for us right now. But, you know, later down the line, we definitely are gonna want to come out, you know, with whether it be on our Sway and Liz YouTube channel or a whole separate Scaredy Cats podcast YouTube channel, we definitely do want to come out with a visual, but that'll be later in the future. And another question that you guys had is, what is your guys' all-time favorite episode that you have done? And
I think I said that. Yeah, the Bloody Mary one.
Yeah, the Bloody Mary.
I don't know, guys. If you guys haven't heard that one yet, definitely listen to it because, like, out of all the ones we've done, I don't know, something about that episode, I was just astonished at the history of it. And, like, this poor girl, you know, like, it just made me, like, dang. Like, I said earlier, I'm not going to say Bloody Mary ever again.
Yeah, I knew nothing about Bloody Mary, so... That would have to be one of my favorite ones, mm-hmm. but my all-time favorite, I guess, would have to be, I would say the Mothman one. I really like that
one. Yeah, that one's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I really like that one. Like, sometimes I'll occasionally go and, like, when I'm driving in my car, like, I'll put that episode on because I think the editing probably was... That was, like, the happiest I've been with an episode. Like, editing-wise, the background music, the sound effects, like, everything was on point. And I really... That's one of my top, I would say, episodes that we have done out of all, like, 50-something. But another thing is... Who would be your dream collab to have on the podcast? Like, somebody that you want to have and interview them?
Probably Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I
feel like he's seen some crazy stuff.
Yeah, but he's like one of the most well-known podcasters out there right now. So like, I feel like it'd be amazing just to like sit down and talk to him. And you know, it'd be some good conversations because I've seen a few, like, I mean, a lot of his episodes and they're pretty neat.
Dang, Joe Rogan would be up there too. But Theo. For somebody to like...
How's it see Theo?
Yeah, for somebody to be on our podcast and like interview this person, it would be so interesting. And it'd be Theo Von. Oh my gosh, this guy. I see his clips on TikTok all the time and just the most randomest person ever.
He's really funny. If you guys haven't like seen or listened to any of it, definitely check it out because like his episodes are pretty like hilarious, but then there's moments where you're like, what made you think of that? Or like, why are you even like mentioning that? Like,
I'm gonna insert the audio clip of him talking about a bee, and it's like the way he describes a bee, guys, is just so freaking like, what makes you think about these things, man? Like, I feel like it would just be such an interesting conversation to have with them. Like, ask him, like, about his scariest experience, and I feel like it would just not... It wouldn't even be scary. He'd make it funny.
Yeah, I'd just be like, man, that was scary, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah, so definitely Theo Von. If I had to pick another one, I guess it would be to keep it, like, spooky, I would want to interview Sam and Colby.
Oh, yeah. Like, that would be pretty awesome. Yeah. I love Sam and Colby. Honestly, I had never heard of them until your sister, Mia. She watches them a lot. And my little sister, like, recently started watching them. So, like, yeah, they're pretty awesome people.
Yeah, I would love to have them on the podcast and have, like, interview them about, because they visit some crazy places. Mm-hmm. The one that honestly, like, blew my mind is where they went into a cave. And it literally led them down underground, and it was like some satanic ritual room underneath ground. Like, they were deep underground. I'm like, the fact that these guys go to that length for a video, that's dedication.
That is real dedication.
But I'm sure they've experienced some intense stuff off camera. Like, if you go and explore these places that are haunted and have spirits attached to them, I'm pretty sure they experience stuff off camera.
Yeah.
And on this segment of the podcast, we're going to be talking about our most scariest experience, a scary movie that literally shook us to the bones and that we'll never watch again, and a true scary story. So I guess I'll ask you, what is the most scariest experience that you've been through?
Okay. I don't know if I've even said this story, the one where I got stitches. I said that on here?
I don't think so.
Okay, guys. Like, this is, like, it was pretty freaking terrifying because, like, my dad got us really excited to go watch these dollar movies. And he's like, before we go watch the dollar movie, you guys got to go clean your room. So I'm like, okay. And me and my sister had shared a bunk bed. And I was trying to fix my bed. And I threw my sheet up. And it hit the freaking lamp, like the little station light that covers the light bulb, and boom, broke on top of my back and, like, stabbed the crap out of me. And it was terrifying because I, like, pulled it out of my back, and then I pulled it, I saw, like, a bunch of blood. And I'm like, oh my god, like, what the heck just happened? And I went over to the living room, and this is, like, when my dad was, like, on Facebook. It was when, you know.
On his desktop?
Yeah, on his desktop. This is, like, it was a long time ago, guys. And he was, like, I was like, oh, dad. And then he looks over, and he's like, what the heck? And, like, we're all freaking out and stuff, and ended up getting, like, 17 stitches or something like that. And it was really
a movie.
I know. Oh my god, it was crazy because during those times they would have dollar movies during the summertime, and my family and I, like, we're crazy movie fanatics. Like, we've watched thousands of movies. I can't
movie,
like,
and popcorn fanatics.
Oh gosh, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm getting pumped about this movie, but I gotta clean my room really fast so we can go quick, you know? And that's, you know, all. It was really scary because, like, I pulled it out of my back and I was like, dang, this was, like, this happened right now. Yeah. And, yeah, it was probably pretty scary for me, but what about you?
Yeah, that's scary. But before I go into mine, you guys eat a lot of popcorn. Eats a lot of popcorn. The one time I got, like, so surprised is when I gave you guys, like, 130 pack of popcorn from Costco. Because my family doesn't eat that much popcorn, aside from my little brother. He eats lots of it. And he'll eat so much popcorn that he gets a stomach ache. But we just had it sitting around and we wouldn't eat it. And I'm like, you know, Lisette's family loves popcorn. So my mom's like, just take it to them. I think within a week, you guys went through the whole bag of popcorn, whole box of popcorn.
Yeah. It's crazy, guys, because we have to have popcorn every movie we watch. And, like, it's so crazy because we go to Black Friday. Instead of going to, like, the stores and stuff, we go to the movies. And we went to go watch Pinocchio at, like, 6 in the morning. And we still got popcorn. And because, like, I feel like I can't watch a movie unless I have popcorn because of my parents. And my parents love popcorn, especially my freaking dad. And, like, they love popcorn so much that they found, like, a butter spray.
Makes it taste like theater popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom told me I need to try that.
Yeah, it's like, it's insane how much my family loves popcorn, but you guys, like, put a huge box in front of us and we'll finish it. Like you said, in a week, it's quick and it's crazy, but, like, all of us will even have our own bags of popcorn and we'll finish it ourselves.
I can't eat popcorn anymore. I used to as a kid. Now, it makes me feel sick. Yeah. Like, after, like, while I'm eating, I'm like, dang, this tastes good. And, like, you know, it goes good with the movie. Mm-hmm. But when I'm done and the movie's done and I'm walking, you know, out of the movie theater, I feel like I need to puke.
Man.
I just can't.
Yeah. The, like, butter.
I the butter. Have to get it, but I can't afterwards. Like, it just makes me so sick.
But it's crazy, too.
I always tell myself I'm not getting popcorn the next time I come.
See, like, I have to. I've never met anyone who has gone to the movies and not gotten a bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
If you do that, that's just, like, weird to me. Because I'm like, I feel like a movie and popcorn go so well together. Well, I don't know why.
They get snacks, like candy.
I just feel like the popcorn is a must. Yeah, a popcorn's a must, and then at least one candy and a soda. Like, I can drink water with the movie, but it just feels, like, boring.
Really?
Yeah.
So I get water.
But you get vitamin water.
Oh. But it's still flavored. Water. I get water in a candy. And sometimes, I have to get popcorn. I don't necessarily eat it at all. Maybe I'll take, like, a little bit of like, handfuls. But I don't eat the whole thing. I can't even eat a small popcorn.
I don't know. Talking about popcorn sounds good right now.
But the most terrifying thing that has ever happened to me, I honestly would have to say it still has to be that story that I said of La Llorona. I know I mention it all the time, but it just still shooks me to this day. And I, like, I'm not going to go fully into detail about it because I have talked about it like a good 3, 4, 5 times, yeah. I think. And it terrified me so bad because it can't be like ding dong ditchers because it was like at 12 at night. And it was when I was doing research on like the Llorona and we were doing a podcast episode on it. Somebody was knocking in like the back door when they were mid knock. We opened it and there was nothing there. And people on TikTok keep telling me that I let a spirit in and that a spirit is like attached to me.
Oh God, don't say that.
I'm just like, why are you guys speaking that into existence? And they're like, no, you're done. You let a spirit in. It's attached to you. Honestly, that is just, it shooks me. Shook me to this day. Like, I still think about it.
Yeah, you're like, no.
Yeah, I still think about it. So that would probably have to be the most terrifying experience because I just still can't find an explanation of what it could be. Like, I'm trying to think because a lot of people on TikTok say it could have been a ding-dong ditcher, but it was just impossible for somebody to disappear that fast.
Yeah.
And now, so we love watching scary movies, but sometimes there's those where they scare you so much that you just don't want to watch it again. Or you just can't get through it. What would be that movie for you? What is a movie that literally shook you so bad that you were paranoid, could not sleep, or you just, I'll never watch that again?
Probably Strangers. I'm not even kidding, guys. I cannot watch that movie ever again because that is my biggest fear of someone breaking in my house. And just the fact that it was in a film and like the first week I watched it, I did not sleep. I couldn't even, like, I had every freaking thing in the house locked. I even had like a little bar in the side of my bed because I was like, dang, I gotta be prepared. I don't even know what it like did to me, but it scarred me. Like, I can't watch that movie again.
I feel like when it comes to scary movies that have to do with like real life scenarios,
yeah, like realistic,
those are the ones that creep me out like the most.
That and also Black Phone, the beginning when the kid's getting abducted. It just felt like I was living in a nightmare. And like when he was downstairs in the basement, I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't think I'd watch Black Phone again either. Like, to some people, that movie wasn't scary. But to me personally, I was petrified because I'm like, okay, like, this is like real crap that can happen.
Yeah, it was and creepy.
So those two movies probably I will never watch again because of how realistic it is, but also because they're my biggest fears.
Okay.
And I think that's why I'm like, okay, I'm not watching that again.
A movie that I would never watch again, like, at all. It gives me chills thinking about it right now, but it's Midsommar.
Oh, Midsommar?
Midsommar.
Yeah, oh my
whatever that
God.
A24 weird movie is freaking called. I can't. Like, that movie is next level disturbing.
We couldn't next even level. Finish the ending. Like, I don't even know how it ended because it was so bad. Like, I do agree with you. That was, like, it was hard to sit through and watch, but it was so, like, like you
it
said,
made you sick.
Yeah, it was. Like, it was really disturbing.
Like, it started out like as a like a regular film. Like, I'm like, oh, it's probably just gonna be like one of these like weird films,
cult
movies, because they were going to like this forest looking thing. But as it progressed, we didn't even get halfway through it because that's how like it was very disturbing to the point that I had to like look away on some parts.
I think we got to the part where with the rock where that lady.
Where
jumps off
they were like
into
sacrificing
rock.
Themselves
yeah oh
from
my
the cliff
God.
They were like jumping off the cliff and like the sound effects and they were showing it like where when the person crashed to the ground they were showing
yeah,
it
yeah I do agree that's a pretty disturbing movie I and thought, it's pretty creepy
yeah I thought honestly before even watching Midsommar I thought the Hereditary was bad but once I saw Midsommar that movie just like I've never seen it since then and I've never finished that movie
and we watched heard, that years ago
and I've heard that the ending is bad
pretty brutal
thank God that we never finished that movie it baffles me the fact that somebody thought about that make that a movie.
Some scary movies I'm like, what were you doing that you sat there and were like, okay, I'm gonna make this into a movie? Like, what was going through your mind? And, like, how do you get all these crazy ideas? Yeah. And it's insane.
And before we end off this episode, I do want to talk about something scary that legit happened today. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to you because yesterday I was telling you how I was this was happening. So me and my little brother, you know, yesterday we were sitting down playing Mario Kart in my room because he really wanted to play it. While we were sitting down, my brother's door kept like swinging open and then closing, and then it kept thumping and then closing, opening and closing, opening and closing. And my brother got so scared that he just literally froze. Like, he froze and he told me, and he's all like, Josh, because he calls me Josh, and he's like, Josh, look. And then the door was like opening. I'm like, what the heck? And I tried telling him, you know, I'm like, it's the wind, he probably has his AC on. And we finished the Mario Kart race. I go and check, his window is closed, his AC is off, my window is closed, and my AC is off. The air wasn't on, so the vents, you know, weren't, there was no air coming through them. So I just told him, hey, his window was open, that's what you know was happening. Then we sat down and played Mario Kart again, and it started happening. So I turned off the game, and I told him, you know, I'm like, let's go. So we ended up leaving, and then we went, you know, to my family's, you know, restaurant. So then that's where that stopped that day. But today I was the only one upstairs, my whole family was home, they were downstairs eating breakfast or just finishing up eating breakfast. I was upstairs cleaning my room, and while I was cleaning my room, I kept hearing that little like ticking sound of the door opening and closing. I'm like, what the heck? So, you know, I decided to open my phone and go on Snapchat and record it, and I sent you the video.
Yeah.
And it was creepy, guys. Like, in the video, the door opens, like, swings open. It literally looks like somebody grabbed it and swung it open.
And it was weird because, like, he goes back into the room. He you know, shows everything, like, to make sure, like, there's no windows or nobody in there. And then you close the door, right? You almost to where it's closed all the way. And then out of nowhere, it just opens, like, back up. And I was like, what the flip? Like, I'm like, did you save that video? Because, like, it's like one of those, like, you have to see it to believe it moments. And I'm like, I was kind of astonished. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm coming to your house for a little bit.
Yeah, guys, it honestly shook me. It was because weird. I caught that on camera, and it's the first time I've ever caught something creepy like that on camera. But yeah, guys, that'll be the end of today's episode. Like we said, it was a little bit of a different one. It was more for you guys to get to know us, more of a story time instead of storytelling. But we want to thank you guys for joining us today on this spooky episode. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at the Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with a K. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review letting us know what you loved about it. We would really appreciate it. But without further ado, we are out. Peace.